A Furry Problem by Yeri Lopez. Logan stepped into his new classroom, and right away his eyes turned red. He wrinkled his nose, which made him look like a rabbit, as he held back a sneeze. As the teacher began to introduce him to the rest of the class, Logan couldn't hold back and let out a very loud, "Ah-ah-ah-choo!" "Bless you," said the teacher, and the students giggled. Logan walked to his seat, and the lesson started. But the tickle in his nose did not go away. He just couldn't fight it off and let out another huge sneeze, so strong that his chair toppled back. "Logan, are you okay?" asked the teacher. Logan nodded, not knowing why he was sneezing so much.
"Look at Bibbles!"
Lana, one of his classmates, called from the back of the room. The students rushed back where a hamster was running quickly in its wheel. Everyone was amazed to see the little hamster moving so fast, all but Logan, who let out another mighty sneeze. "Achoo!" Bibbles stopped, looked right at Logan, and spat out all the seeds she had collected in her big cheeks. The students all around started to laugh and murmured, "Bibbles is so cute!" Logan didn't think the hamster was cute at all. In fact, Logan was allergic to most animals with fur. He told the class the bad news. A silence fell over the classroom, and everyone turned to look at him with frowns on their faces.
"Bibbles is our class pet," said Lana. "We love her."
"I'm sorry, but I'm allergic to fur," Logan replied. The children started to argue back and forth. No one wanted Bibbles to go away. The next morning, Logan came to class and noticed that Bibbles was still there. "Can I borrow your eraser?" he asked David, a student who sat next to him. David glared at him.
"Get your own! This one is mine!"
Logan put his chin on his desk, not seeing why David was being so mean. At lunch, when Logan went to sit with the boys, one said, "Find another place to sit." Logan turned away, head down, and trudged to an empty corner table. When he returned to the class, the teacher asked,
"Logan, is everything okay?"
Before he could answer, he let out another big sneeze. "I'm allergic to Bibbles," he mumbled.
"But the other kids don't want to get rid of her."
"I see. Do you have an idea about what we can do?" the teacher asked. Logan nodded. "Can I tell you tomorrow?" The teacher smiled.
"Whatever you come up with, I'm sure it will be a good solution."
In truth, Logan had no idea what to do at all. The next morning, as he was walking down the hall, he noticed that the school's mascot was a shark. "That's it," Logan thought excitedly and rushed to his classroom. He told the teacher about his idea. She approved with a smile.
"Logan has something to share with everyone," the teacher announced as class started.
Logan stood up and said, "Let's get a new class pet."
"What about Bibbles?" Lana whined.
"She could go home with one of us," Logan told her, afraid how they might react.
"What kind of pet could we get that won't make you sneeze all over the place?" David asked.
"How about a fish?" Logan offered. The class burst with joyful talk.
"That settles it. Our new pet will be a fish," the teacher proclaimed. And everyone, including Logan, cheered.
David gave Logan a high five, saying,
"Great idea, Logan!"